Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for coming to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita class today. So today we're going to be reading from Madhya Lila, chapter 8, texts 201 to 205. So I'm going to read from 201 to 204, and then we'll read 204. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna are very confidential. They cannot be understood through the mellows of servitude or fraternity or parental affection. So text 202. Actually, only the gopis have the right to appreciate these transcendental pastimes. And only from them can these pastimes be expanded. 203. Without the gopis, these pastimes between Radha and Krishna cannot be nourished. Only by their cooperation are such pastimes broadcast. It is their business to taste the mellows. 204, okay, so now it's 204 and 205 together. Yeah. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Without the help of the gopis, one cannot enter into these pastimes. Only one who worships the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis, following in their footsteps, can engage in the service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. Only then can one understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. There is no other procedure for understanding. Purport. The means for returning home, for going back to Godhead, is devotional service. But everyone has a different taste in the Lord's service. One may be inclined to serve the Lord in servitude, dasya ras, fraternity, sakya ras, or parental love, vatsalya ras. But none of these can enable one to enter into the service of the Lord in conjugal love. To attain such service, one has to follow in the footsteps of the gopis in the ecstasy of Sakhi Bhav. Then only can one understand the transcendental mellow of conjugal love. In the Ujjvalanila Mani, Srila Rupa Goswami advises Prema Lila Viharanam Samyak Vistarika Sakhi Vishvamba Ratnapate Paticha. One who expands the conjugal love of Krishna and his enjoyment among the gopis is called a Sakhi. Such a person is a confidential gopi in the conjugal affairs. Such assistants are like jewels in the form of Krishna's confidants. The actual business of the Sakhis is described thus in Ujjvala Nila Mani. Mita prema guna kirtis tayo shakti karita abhisaro dvayo eva sakya krishne samapanam nama ashvana nepatayam ridayo gata padavam chidra samvrite tasya pati edha parivanchana shiksha sangamanam kale sevanam vajana dabihi Tayo dvayo upalamba sandesha prashanam tata. Naika prana samraksha prayat nayadha shaki kriya. In the conjugal pastimes of Krishna, Krishna is the hero, Naika, and Radhika is the heroine, Krishna is Nayaka, and Radhika is the heroine, Naika. The first business of the gopis is to chant the glories of both the hero and the heroine. Their second business is to gradually create a situation in which the hero may be attracted to the heroine and vice versa. Their third business is to induce both of them to approach each other. Their fourth business is to surrender unto Krishna. The fifth is to create a jovial atmosphere. The sixth, to give them assurance to enjoy these pastimes. The seventh, to dress and decorate both hero and heroine. The eighth, to show expertise in expressing their desires. The ninth, to conceal the faults of the heroine. The tenth, to cheat their respective husbands and relatives. The 11th, to educate. The 12th, to enable both the hero and heroine to meet at the proper time. The 13th, to fan the hero and heroine. The 14th, to sometimes reproach the hero and heroine. The 15th, to set conversations in motion. and the 16th to protect the heroine by various means. Some materialistic sahajiyas, who cannot actually understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, manufacture their own lifestyles without referring to authority. Such sahajiyas are called Saki Beki. And sometimes they are called Gora Nagari. They believe that the material body which is fit to be eaten by jackals and dogs is enjoyable for Krishna. Consequently, they artificially decorate the material body to attract Krishna, thinking themselves Sakis. But Krishna is never attracted by the artificial grooming of the material body. As far as Srimati Radharani and her gopis are concerned, their bodies, homes, dresses, ornaments, endeavors, and activities are all spiritual. All of these are meant to satisfy the spiritual senses of Krishna. Indeed, they are so pleasing and endearing to Krishna that he is subjugated by the influence of Srimati Radharani and her friends. They have nothing to do with anything mundane within the 14 planetary systems of the universe. Although Krishna is attractive to everyone, he is nevertheless attracted by the gopis and Srimati Radharani. One should not be misled by mental concoctions, supposing his material body to be perfect and deeming oneself a Sakhi. This is something like a hungraha poshana. That is, a Mayavadi's worship of his own body as the supreme. Srila Jiva Goswami has cautioned mundaners to abstain from such conceptions. He also warns that thinking oneself one of the associates of the supreme without following in the footsteps of the gopis is as offensive as thinking oneself the supreme. Such thinking is an aparad. One has to practice living in Vrindavan by hearing about the talks of the gopis with Krishna. However, one should not consider himself a gopi, for this is offensive. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshus Unmilitam Jena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svabhidantikam Nama Om Vishnu Bhidaya Krishna Vasaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nivajesa Sunyavadi Pastachade Sutarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakaupa Tulubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Paditana Pavini Bhyo Vaishnava Bhyo Namaha. Without the help of the gopis, one cannot enter into these pastimes. Only one who worships the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis, following in their footsteps, can engage in the service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. Only then can one understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. There is no other procedure for understanding. So, we're continuing the talk between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. So in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, King Rahugana asks Jadbara a very important question. We all know who Jadbara is. In his previous life, he was Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was a great king, a great devotee in the level of Bhav. And he gave up his kingdom completely and went to the forest to meditate on Krishna. But while he was in the forest, he got attracted to a deer. So much so that at the time of death, he fought with the deer and he became a deer in his next life. But he still remembered his life as Bharat Maharaj. And then when the deer died, he took birth as Jadbara. Judd Barrett was, obviously he continued his Krishna consciousness from where he left off. So he was a Paramahamsa. And then one day he was given the service of carrying King Rahugana on the palanquium. And he was carrying the king, and he was going all over the place like this, and the palanquium was moving from left to right. And the king got angry. He said, "You fool, what are you doing, you know?" Judd Barrett said, "I'm, you know, there's ants on the floor and I don't want to kill them." And then he spoke the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. There's two chapters in the fifth canto, quite extensively, about the living entity roaming throughout the universe, taking different forms and different desires. And then finally, King Rahugana asked Judd Barrett, he said, "How is it that you became a Paramahamsa?" And Judd Barrett said, he said, "Krishna consciousness can only be obtained, it cannot be attained by performing penances or performing austerities. It cannot be obtained by carrying out one's grihastha ashram very perfectly, or being a brahmachari, you know, abstaining from sex, desire, life, or even taking the order of sannyas, not by severe austerities, like in Vedic times. In the summer, they would the yogis would surround themselves in fire with fire and just sit in the middle and meditate. In the winter, they would submerge themselves in water, freezing cold water. So he said, no, none of these. He said, only by taking the dust from the pure devotee, lotus feet, and smearing it all over your body, can you actually attain the perfection of Krishna consciousness. So this is basically the main point of the verse today. The gopis, without the gopis, we cannot enter Vrindavan, we cannot enter Krishna's pastimes. So in Vrindavan, everyone's serving Srimati Radharani. Right? When you go to Vrindavan, what do they say? Jai Radhe. Do they say? Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe. Everywhere is just Radhe Radhe. Very rarely you hear Krishna, Hare Krishna. Only the devotees say Hari Bol or Hare Krishna. But in Vrindavan, it's Radhe Radhe everywhere. Even on the walls, they paint Radhe Radhe. And even the children with their cudgel eyes, and they look at you and say, "Radhe Radhe." Why? Because they know that Srimati Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. And without Srimati Radharani's mercy, without Srimati Radharani allowing us, we can't enter Vrindavan. Even Krishna, he hankers after Srimati Radharani's mercy and association. And if he can't get it, Krishna starts to cry. Yeah. He cries lakes of tears if he can't get Srimati Radharani's mercy. And this is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can't. It said you can't go to Vrindavan by purchasing a plane ticket. So many devotees are going to Vrindavan for Kartik. You got your ticket. You got your ticket. And you go, you fly there, and you get there. But what do you see? We don't see what the advanced devotees see. Chintamani, Kalpavriksha trees. Do we see Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda? The coward boys, the gopis? They're eternally there in Vrindavan, in the Apricot Leela. But we can't see them with these eyes because they're not anointed with the salve of love. (Clears But it's not easy to get Radharani's mercy either, is it? You can't approach Radharani directly. Not so easy. So here it said that approaching the gopis, if we approach the gopis or the sakis, then we get the mercy of Radharani and Krishna. And the manjaris, they're even more merciful than the sakis. Right? Manjaris. Raghunath Das Goswami prays. He said, I pray birth after birth that I become the dust that lows the feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. And Narottam Das Thakur prays in his song, Sri Rupa Manjari Pade. He's praying to Srila Rupa Goswami in his eternal swarup as Rupa Manjari. He's praying only by taking the dust from the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari. He says that dust is everything to me. It's my life and soul. It is my devotional service. It is everything to be attained. It brings meaning to my life, and it is the life of my life. And then he says, it is the perfection of rasa. Like in this material world, everyone's looking for some rasa, right? Taste, we're looking for some taste. Right? Can I get it? Can I get some rasa here? On my phone? On the computer? Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Everyone's looking for rasa. Even the birds and beasts and the trees and the creepers, they're all looking for some rasa. But in the material world, that rasa, at the beginning, it's very tasty, it's very sweet. But then later on, it becomes very bitter and horrible. Right? Isn't it? If we don't connect it to Krishna. You know, you buy a new car, right? It's all nice at the beginning, isn't it? We're getting some taste here driving, and then later on, accident, suffering. Or you have a relationship. A man meets a woman, a woman meets a man. It's very nice at the beginning. Hare Krishna. Jai. It's very nice at the beginning, but it's hard work to maintain it, the relationship. And a lot of times it becomes bitter at the end. There's a saying, bittersweet. Right. But Narottam Das Thakur here in the prayer is saying, the dust from the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari is the perfection of all rasa. And it is the perfection of all that is attainable. Because if we surrender to Rupa Goswami, then by his mercy we can get the highest perfection of life. And that is love of Radha and Krishna. Yeah. So Rupa Manjari is Rupa Goswami in his eternal form in the spiritual world. It said in the Ujjvala Nilamani, that he is serving underneath Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi is a Pran Sakhi. In the Ujjvala Nilamani, it's described that there are five different type of Sakhis. There's Sadaran Sakhi, there's Priya Sakhi, Priyanam Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, and Nitya Sakhi. The Sadaran Sakhis, they are serving Krishna. They think that Krishna is everything. And they think that they are married to Krishna. as wives. And the Priya Sakis, they both serve Radha and Krishna. They see their love for Radha and Krishna as the same. The Priyanam Sakis, they again serve Radha and Krishna equally. But if there's an argument between Radha and Krishna, they always take Radharani's side because she's the queen. Some of them might take Krishna's side just to kind of like spice it up a bit, the argument. This is different rasas going on. And the Pran Sakis, they are totally 100% devoted to Srimati Radharani. For them, Radharani is their life and soul. So Lalita Sakhi is a Pran Sakhi. And Nitya Sakhis are devotees who have perfected their love for Radha and Krishna. And then they take birth somewhere in the universe and they serve underneath the Sakhis as Manjaris. So Lalita Sakhi. It said her complexion is gochara, is like of a yellow pigment. And her cloth is like peacock feathers. So every gopi has a different color complexion and they wear different cloth. And Chitra Sakhi, she has complexion of kumkum or saffron kind of color. And her cloth is crystal. Pretty amazing, huh? So we are all Rupa Nugas. We're followers of Rupa Goswami in the Gaudiya Math Sampradaya. That is our position. And then Narottam Das Thakur, he continues. He says that Sri Rupa Manjari's, the dust from a lotus feet are the meaning of all my austerities, all my tapasya, my fasting, my chanting hymns, everything. So this is the thing. We need to offer everything we have to Krishna through the transparent via medium of the spiritual master, who is actually a direct follower of the gopis. Because all our parampara, they're all gopis. Did you know that? Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Kamala Manjari. Right? Who's Bhaktisiddhanta? I forgot. Huh? Nayana Manjari, the Bhaktisiddhanta. Yeah. So, our whole parampara and the six Goswamis. Actually, not all the parampara are gopis, most of them. So, we need to serve the Guru. Sometimes we may think that this is very esoteric. This is too high for me. And Prabhupada does give us a warning in the last two paragraphs, which we'll speak about later. We think this is too esoteric for us. We should just do the ABCs. And sometimes we think that this is not for us. But if you think about it, the morning program Srila Prabhupada set for us, what is it? Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur wrote the Gurastikam that we sing every morning. The translation of that is very similar to this verse, really. Nikunja yuno rati keli siddhai, yayali bi yukti yabhikshaniyai. So the translation to that is the spiritual master is very dear because he's expert at assisting the gopis, who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the conjugal loving affairs of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. So this is what we're singing every morning. Because that's the goal. You know, we're not just rabbiting off some Sanskrit. Is it Sanskrit? Sorry, I can't remember. when I just rubbed in off some Sanskrit mantras because it sounds good every morning. If you really focus on the translation, it's very, very deep. Who is a spiritual master? According to that translation, spiritual master is assisting the gopis in Radha Krishna's conjugal loving affairs in Vrindavan. Yeah. Shri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhura Lila Guna Rupa Nam Nam. The spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the conjugal pastimes of Shri Shri Radhika Madhava and their qualities, names, and he's eager to, he aspires to relish them at every moment. So this is it. It's not something that's so high that we cannot attain it. But it has to be approached in the right mood. Right? Not that I'm thinking I'm so advanced. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions. Anyway, we talk about it later. Sadhus. So the Sakis, the gopis' business, main business is to attract Radha and Krishna together. And that is where they get their taste from. Not that they get their taste from their own attraction to Krishna. When they see other, when Krishna, Radha and Krishna coming together, they feel so much satisfaction. And also, they want to attract other living entities also come to Vrindavan to expand the rasa dance. I think Tamil Krishna Maharaj once said many, many years ago, he said the Sankirtan movement is to expand the rasa lila. Right? That is Lord Chaitanya's mission. Prabhupada said Lord Chaitanya's mood is to liberate all the living entities within the universe. And therefore, we have to connect to Lord Chaitanya in order to be a part of that, in order to have that, achieve that goal. So their business is to bring Radha and Krishna together. The gopis, they wanted to go and play holy because spring was coming. And Krishna was getting ready with his coward boys to go and play holy. So they approached Radharani. And they said, let's go and play. She said, no, I'm feeling angry towards Krishna. I don't want to go. So one gopi said, she said, Radharani, I saw Krishna this morning. He looked so beautiful. He was walking and his eyes were rolling under the intoxicating influence of youth. Yeah. And a strand of curly hair, his beautiful curly hair, was hanging down or resting on one of his cheeks. And as he was walking, his anklets and his bangles were clashing together and creating a cooing sound like of doves. And his chadar was draped over his shoulder. And another gopi said, Krishna, his earrings were reflecting on his beautiful cheeks. And his crown was glistening like the rising sun. And another third gopi said, Krishna was completely covered head to toe with kumkum. And he had a syringe in his hand. And handsome Krishna was turning, looking around and looking for you, Radharani. So when Radharani heard that, she said, okay, let's go. So this is the mood of the Sakis, the gopis, to somehow inspire Krishna and Radharani to get together. Like that. So we have to really understand the mood of the gopis, because that's kind of like the main focused point of the verse, to understand their mood and not to imitate them like the sahajiyas. So what is the mood of the gopis? It said that when Krishna played his flute, Krishna is called Manohara, he steals the mind of everyone. But when he plays his flute, the sound of the flute is Sarva, Sarva Bhuta Manoharam. It attracts, that sound of his flute attracts all living entities. And it turns solid things into liquid and liquid into solid. And even it's described that birds, if they're flying above and they hear Krishna's flute, they become still and they fall out of the sky. So when Krishna's playing his flute, the gopis, they hear and they immediately they give everything up. They're with their husbands, even. Some of the gopis are married, some are unmarried. But the married ones, they're with the husbands, and they hear the flute, and they think, well, I've got to go to the forest. Krishna's calling me. So they give everything up. You know, imagine they're holding the children, they just throw them on the floor or something and go. They're feeding their husbands some prasadam, forget it, I'm off. I said that the sound of the flute is heard differently by different devotees according to your rasa with Krishna. Just like when the cows hear Krishna's flute, they hear, I'll be coming shortly to milk you. Yeah. When the cow boys hear the flute, they hear, I'll be coming shortly, we can play some games. And even the grass hears the flute. They hear something different. And when the gopis hear it, they hear Krishna calling them to the forest. So they come to the forest, and then Krishna, he says to them, what are you doing here? So they say, well, you know, we heard your flute, and we gave everything up. You know, we transgressed Dharma, even. We transgressed the Dharma just to come and meet you, and you're saying, what are you doing here? Yeah. So this is Krishna. This little rasa is going on. So this is the mood of the gopis, actually. They're giving everything up. Can you imagine in Vedic times, 5,000 years ago, a married woman, an unmarried woman, going to meet someone else in the forest? So but they did it. The gopis, they didn't care. They didn't care if they went to hell or if their relatives completely went against them. They surrendered to Krishna. They went to Krishna. But of course, as conditioned souls, we're not on that level. We can't do what they did. Although the Sahajiyas, they tried to do it. Prabhupada mentions about the Sahajiyas. The end of the purport. So Sahajiya is someone who has the highest thing, but they bring it down to the lowest level by their unscrupulous, mischievous behavior. And Prabhupada mentions in the purport, he said they create their own lifestyle without going to authority or the spiritual master. Because the guru has given us sambandha, abhideya, prayojan. Sambandha is our relationship with Krishna. Prayojan, how to achieve that relationship. Sorry, abhideya, how to achieve that relationship. And prayojan, the ultimate goal of life, Krishna prema. So they just want to go to the prayojan bit and think they can get it. But you can't. Because they don't want to go through the difficulty, the austerity, the tapasya of developing that relationship or developing in the qualities of the gopis. And humility is one of the great qualities the gopis possess, actually. And humility is actually the crown jewel of all Vaishnava qualities. Whereas the sahajiyas, they don't have any humility. Nothing. They think they are God. Because from humility, then all the other qualities come. Right? when one's humble, then you can also be very tolerant, isn't it? Without humility, you can't possess tolerance, can you? It's impossible. And without tolerance, it's difficult to engage in austerity or tapasya. And then you cannot have any compassion, right? Compassion is a very important quality, because compassion is actually Lord Chaitanya's mood. Namo Mahavatanaya. He's the most magnificent, most compassionate. So these are the important qualities that the gopis possess. And we should follow in the footsteps of the gopis and not imitate. That's the point of the verse here. Vasudev Datta, he was a very, very compassionate personality in Gauralila, right? Lord Chaitanya met him. He wanted to take the sin of all the living entities in the whole universe. He wanted to suffer the reaction. So he said to Lord Chaitanya, he said, let me take the reaction of all the living entities and go to hell eternally, but liberate them. And it's described that when Lord Chaitanya heard this, tears started flowing from his eyes, and the hairs on his body stood on end, and his voice choked up. And he said, Vasudev, he said, don't you know that with Krishna's unlimited potencies, he can deliver the entire universe without you having to suffer? So you don't need to suffer. He said, they're already delivered. They're already delivered by your desire. And it's this desire of the spiritual master, desire of the devotee, that extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. Samsara, Dava, Nana, Lida, Loka, the first verse we sing. Because he's receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy, the spiritual master. What's the nature of an ocean? An ocean is very deep. It's said that there's mountains in the ocean which are higher than Mount Everest, actually. That's how deep an ocean is. So the benedict, it's called benediction, the ocean of mercy. And the spiritual master is receiving benediction from that ocean of mercy, which is coming from Krishna. And he's extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence within the heart of all the living entities who are burning from the desire to want to enjoy this material world. So the spiritual master is not an ordinary person. He's an eternal associate and follower of the gopis, Radha and Krishna. And by following the spiritual master's orders, then we become qualified to enter into the very deep and esoteric pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It's possible, but you have to do it the right way. That's the point of this verse. Not like the sahajiyas, taking it cheap and tacky. Srila Prabhupada mentions the Saki Bekis and the Gauranagris, something, right? But this also applies to us, right? Because sahajiya means taking something very cheap. We have to be careful that we do not take the instruction of the spiritual master cheaply. Otherwise, we'll be committing guru vagya, offense to the spiritual master, and then our advancement to going up towards Krishna will be hampered greatly. Just like when the spiritual master asks you to do something, we should think, oh, my spiritual master has asked me to do something. Actually, my spiritual master very rarely asked me to do anything. personally. She let's see where I'm from. Widow, he said, he's giving you the instructions. Chant 16 rounds, follow the four regular principles. He said to me, go and distribute books. So that's an instruction for me. But not long ago, he gave me another instruction. He wanted me to go to Ireland, to Innisfraith. And most of us, when we hear the word Innisfraith, so many thoughts come in. Like it's cold. There's no heating there. Because it's an island. I'm going to suffer. So he said to me, can you go to Innisfraith for 3 months and help out with the deity worship? But I went for a month. But I did go, and I didn't question. I can honestly tell you, I got a lot of mercy. Just by, it wasn't going to Innisfraith, it was following the instructions of the guru. And I'd been wanting to do some service here for the deities for quite a long time, and there's so many pujaris at the manor. If you want to do some deity worship, go to Innisfraith. You know, like here, there's one devotee cooking the prasadam, there's one devotee offering it, there's one devotee doing the transfer. There, one person has to do everything. So I was doing two of those a day for a month. It was nectar. It really was. Radha Govinda gives so much mercy. But then when I came back, Ananta Goba said, oh, would you like to dress Goni Thai now? So I went through that austerity by following the instruction of the spiritual master without any buts. There's so many buts, right? But keep the buts out of it and just do it. And then when I came back, I had some service for the deities. So this is it. You see, the sadhus, they want the highest thing without the austerity, without the tapasya, without the surrender, without the adhikar, without a qualification, without, they just want it, and that's it. But that's cheap, and they will never get Krishna. So we have to be very careful we don't develop that mood ourselves. The spiritual masters is a direct representative of the gopis. And their desire is to bring all the living entities together so that we can eternally live and serve Krishna in Vrindavan. And that's Lord Chaitanya's mood. He's come as Radha, he's come as Krishna and in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Anyway, I had some other stuff to say. We're running late. Okay. I'll stop here. Any questions or comments? Prajan Prabhu, you got a speaker? Microphone, maybe.
Okay. You know, the mood of the Sakis, how they're trying to help each other come closer to Krishna, come closer to Radharani, is what we're here all together for, isn't it? To share and help each other to Krishna. That's why we're together in this assembly, isn't it? To support each other, and yep. You know, even any comments and thing, they're from different points of view, and whatever we hear in this Bhagavatam class, you know, I find is always different. There's something like a message from everybody for what they make a question or for their experience that actually. It's totally unselfish. It's we're here to encourage each other, to share our experiences and whatever that we've learned through our experiences. So, you know, we're all together. is like a reflection of, and but not only that, that also the preaching mood is that the preachers and the book distributors or whatever they're doing out there, and Hari Nams, they're just trying to give Krishna to everyone, aren't they?
Yeah, that's, like that's the mood of the gopis.
Yeah, and it's the mood of the gopis. You know, so
Rupa Goswami.
It's encouraging everybody.
Raman?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class, Rupa. I had a more like simple-minded question. I was just wondering, so we hear that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and our object of worship. But then Krishna can be sometimes difficult to approach directly. So then we have Srimati Radharani. And then you mentioned in the class that the gopis are even more merciful. And then you also mentioned that the spiritual master worships the gopis, so he also has that within. So sometimes it can be a bit confusing having so many personalities. And so my question is, how to go about that? Should we focus on just one personality and build that connection with one personality and pray to one personality? Or is it that when we pray to one personality and we don't feel reciprocation, we should try praying to a different personality? Or and also, which personality should we focus on?
Everyone has their Ishtadev, don't they? Some Narsingadev bhaktas, some are Ram bhaktas, some are Krishna bhaktas, some are just devoted to Radharani, like in Vrindavan. But our first focus should be on the spiritual master, the instructions of the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master is giving us, he's giving us our proper birth, actually. Our mother gives us birth, but the birth the spiritual master gives is a spiritual birth. That's the most important. And it said that you can never pay the debt back to the spiritual master because he's giving us the highest thing. And without the spiritual master, we cannot attain. We may pray to Krishna, we may pray to Radharani, but if there's no connection with the spiritual master there, then Krishna or Radharani may not hear us. So we really need to be connected through Guru Parampara. I know Prabhupada always uses the example, right? If you want to approach a rich person or something, pat their dog. Give them a 2 cent lozenge, right? Give the dog a little lozenge. And then the person's happy, you know? It's not like we see the spiritual master as a dog, but the example is there. But, we have to serve the spiritual master. Right? Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nagati katopi. Right? Without the mercy of the spiritual master, there is no spiritual life. And then we can develop a relationship with Krishna through that, but not directly. We may think we have a relationship with Krishna directly, but that's kind of like the sahajyas, because we're trying to jump over the head of the parampara. We're trying to jump over the head of our guru. Sometimes devotees, they do jump over the head of their guru. Right? They say, how many times have you heard that Prabhupada only gave us the ABCs? If you want an X, Y, Z, then you have to go to Ratsika Ananda Rasalila Das Maharaj. I want to hear some Ratsika Katar. You know, my guru's, he's only reading the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam and the CC. I want to read a scripture which is hard to pronounce. If you can read a scripture and study a scripture which is hard to pronounce, then you must be very advanced, Prabhu. Then let me take the dust from your feet. And we're jumping over the head of the guru. But you never get Krishna's mercy like this. So first port of call, first stop, is the spiritual master. And then through the spiritual master, we can approach Krishna. Donna?
You mentioned during the class about the Rasa Leela is expanding, is was mentioned. I'm just trying to understand this in terms of what does it mean?
Rasa Leela what?
The Rasa Leela is expanding, is it as someone mentioned that?
Expanding the
Rasa Leela.
Rasa dance?
Yes.
The Sankirtan movement?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, because that is the aim of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to give us the highest thing. In previous ages, it was very difficult, impossible to obtain. Right? Radha Bhav. Because he's experiencing it. And he wants to give it. He's experiencing what Radharani is experiencing. And it's very easy in Kali Yuga, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So he wants to take us all back to Godhead. And what do we do when we go back to Godhead? Do we just sit around? What, sit around reading all day? No, they do. They've got Rasa Leela, they've got activities going on. It's unlimited. There's no book distribution in the spiritual world, by the way. Sandhuri said, thank God for that. Because they're all devotees, don't need to convert anyone. So they're just doing Rasa Leela, they're just having these sweet pastimes and exchanges with Krishna. So we're expanding it by spreading the Sankirtan movement and giving all the living entities an opportunity to do the same, to go back to Godhead. Does that make sense?
Thank you for a class, Prabhuji. You mentioned just now about, obviously, books. There's no books in the spiritual world.
So there's no book distribution.
Or books.
I didn't say any books. I didn't say there's no books.
Are the books there?
I'm sure they got books. Everything's in the spiritual world, isn't it?
Okay. So, Mike, obviously, you mentioned about in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Obviously, in this specific Kali Yuga. The other Kali Yugas, they don't get that same mercy?
Go in. To go to Vaikuntha.
In other Kali Yugas, the Yuga avatar for Kali Yuga is a blackish complexion formed interestingly called Gora Narayan. I don't know why it's called Gora Narayan, but anyway. But yeah, so the Yuga avatar doesn't, by following Yuga avatar and other Kali Yugas, you don't go back to this Vrindavan, but you can go to Vaikuntha. So it's a very rare thing that we have this Kali Yuga.
Very rare. When is Lord Chaitanya come? One in a day of Brahma. Once in a day of Brahma. So it's rare, isn't it? It's a long time.
Mm-hmm. 4.23 billion years.
That's one day. That's one day of Brahma. So we're very fortunate. You know, just 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya came. In 1.33 billion years, Lord Chaitanya is here. So we've got a great opportunity. We're fortunate, actually. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we've been given that opportunity, and we should take it with both hands. Shai. No?
I had a comment to make what you said about gopis married, and in Gopal Champu, it explains that when the gopis were small, the parents didn't. They wanted the gopis to marry Krishna. But then Yoga Maya, she created false husbands. to enhance Krishna's pastimes. The gopis, they felt a little not satisfied with that. So when Yogamaya approached them and explained everything, just to pacify them, Krishna took Duvarsha Muni, Yogamaya brought Duvarsha Muni, Purnamashi brought Duvarsha Muni out of Vrindavan with Sridham and Krishna. Duvarsha Muni, with his mystic power, he created a fire. He told the gopis, you enter this fire, and if you're not pure, if you're pure, you won't get affected. Just like Sita didn't get affected when she entered the fire.
Yeah.
So they entered the fire, nothing happened to them. So just to show their purity, that actually they were always, their hunger for Krishna was always there. They actually related to Krishna more than anything else. And Purnamashi created his false husbands to create Krishna's, enhance Krishna's pastimes.
Yeah.
So they had that purity behind them, that there are no other desire except to please Krishna.
It's also said that the gopis, they also expand. And those gopis that are engaging in a relationship with the husband, they're expansions of the original gopis as well. Hare Krishna. Praja.
This age of Kali is pointed out in Suttanam Bhajan, Gaur Govinda Swami. He points out that in different ages of Kali, they don't chant Hare Krishna. They chant for a combination of the different forms of the Lord. They have they don't have Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We only have that in this particular age once in a millennium by Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah.
It's in this age that we've got that. And Prabhupada, in his introduction to the Srimad Bhagavatam, he points that out. Mm. Our particular mantra, Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra, is for this age once in a millennium, which is, I can't remember what the thing is, but it's once in a day.
Day of Lord Brahma.
Yeah, Day of Brahma.
A lot of numbers.
Yeah, and so we're just, as you say, fortunate that we're right next door to Lord Chaitanya, who's brought us Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And we just can't experience it in any other Kali Yugas. It's not there, that mantra.
Govinda?
Just to add another angle to this, Prabhupada says that Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee of Krishna, and he was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And it's also said that the Hare Krishna mantra works in all times, but it's just more powerful in Kali Yuga. So it could be chanted at other times, but it's just not as powerful. There's more benediction coming through when we chant this mantra in Kali Yuga.
Yeah. It's eternal. The Hare Krishna mantra is eternal for all time. Even in the spiritual world, they're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Yeah.
Hi. This is just a sharing because I've not been with Hare Krishna for very long. This is probably the second week. In my experience of chanting the mantra, it's really... Well, I don't know any of the literatures that's been given, or I haven't really read enough books. I don't really know what's been said. But it's just my experience that it's really a magic mantra, because I've been doing a lot of... I've been doing Hatha Yoga and Kriya Yoga. So those things really work through the external to achieve the desired sort of result, but it's slow, and also it grinds you, because that's the point. you are very, very disciplined and you do it, only then it works. And after probably a year and a half, I could experience the same sort of, just by chanting the mantra, it almost like is more powerful than all the things that I've done. Right. And I was just absolutely shocked because I was like, "Wow, why?" But yeah, that's there it is. You know, it's magic.
Yeah, because the Maha Mantra is directly connecting you to the soul, purifying your soul. Whereas all these other types of yogas, they're all for the body or the mind, and you know, but the Maha Mantra is to purify. It goes directly there. And then that's the way to purify the heart.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Antaraj. Sri Chaitanya Charitamriti ki. Jai. Jai Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.